Hey, what's up? Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines. Thrash giants Megadeth have released a statement following allegations of sexual misconduct made against band member Dave Ellefson. It comes after sexually charged messages and video footage involving the band's longtime bassist and a female fan leaked online, and it's alleged the fan was underage. So Ellefson's issued a statement denying it, saying they were, quote, private adult interactions that were taken out of context and manipulated to inflict maximum damage to my reputation. As for Megadeth, band leader Dave Mustaine says he's watching the developments closely and looks forward to the truth coming to light, adding that, quote, there are clearly aspects of David's private life that he has kept to himself. The FBI has released its archival files on the investigation into the death of Kurt Cobain 27 years after the fact. The Nirvana legend, of course, passed away in 1994 with his death ruled as a suicide, and now all the Bureau's records surrounding the tragedy are publicly accessible online. Hey, good news for fans of the Super Jesus. They're heading out on tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their definitive second album, Jet Age. So they're playing a bunch of shows around Australia this October, and tickets are on sale now. And Iron Maiden are releasing a new craft beer. It's called Hellcat, described as a feisty 6% ABV India Pale Lager, and it'll be up for grabs in Australia this spring. That's it for now. Keep up to date, and for all the latest rock, punk, and metal news, keep it locked on Triple M Hard and Heavy.